This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, ready to go for another perfect morning here in paradise. A little hotter than normal, but there it is. We're sitting in the good stuff while everybody else complains. Like Dan and Mindy, who I golfed with, talking about heading back to Indianapolis and being afraid of it. I don't think we're ever afraid of it. That was a good feeling. And Dan and Mindy, my new best friends from golfing. Pretty great. Started my day off. I just showed Brady. Started my day off real proper. I picked up my shoes as I was leaving. Get into the car, plop them down in the passenger seat, drive all the way over here. Only to find out I've chosen poorly. There's my one right shoe. There's a similar other right
two
shoe.
Two rights? How does this happen with you?
I just picked up two shoes and left. They were on the floor. They're very, in the dark, two black shoes look like the same shoe. But there were two. There was a dark gray version and a black version. So I'm like, scoop, scoop.
Well, at least you brought shoes.
And I got my shoes and I put them on the passenger seat. And as I was putting them on this morning, I'm like, wait a minute. I've already got one of these. I have a right one. It's on right now. I don't need this second right shoe. Why is this here?
One of the reasons that I don't run into that too often is because I have Build-A-Bear feet.
I was just,
so
yeah,
it doesn't matter left or right. They're the same.
I've seen you put on tennis shoes, and it is it's like you're trying to kill
nine
a bug.
Nine by nines.
If the shoe was a bug, it would be dead. You smash it. There was no like hand involved. It's just your foot just mashing it.
Or you don't untie it. You just go right in, huh?
No, I was just saying that they're so wide that they don't even – it's like just slip-on shoes like –
they're circles. He doesn't really have a left or right shape. Yeah,
it's pancakes. Pancakes.
It's one of those stuffed animal rounded feet, almost like the way an elephant's foot kind of goes into a circle. But yeah, two right shoes. And the good news is Nike's right shoe that's on my left foot right now.
How's it feeling?
Soft enough that you can kind of push through, but it's really weird because my toe touches the ground because it's pushing over the top.
What was the other? So you got a Nike and what's the other
one? Oh, they're both Nikes.
They're both very similar.
It's a similar shoe. Color blend.
Yeah, you know, when you're looking at dark shoes on the floor in the morning, you got yourself very similar.
But you got nice black sole and a white sole.
Well, yeah, and the white sole squeaks, so it's going to be a good one. It's going to be it's a good start to your day when you've got two right shoes on.
I don't know how you do this.
I have to pick up my shoes off the ground. And the big problem with this.
At least he has them today.
Yeah, I know, that's what I said.
The big issue is, I put my shoes on in the car.
You're the only guy I know ever that has gone to work without shoes
before. I scoop them up and put them in the car. And if I forget, so I'm like, oops, I forgot my shoes this morning. I don't put them on before I leave. I walk into the garage, I put them into the thing, and I leave. And then when I get here, I Mr. Rogers my shoes right there in the car.
Maybe we need to get Megan up earlier.
Nobody's helping out. Yeah, sometimes you forget your shoes, and that's fine too. I prefer a no shoe day.
That's usually in the summer.
I'm rarely in shoes outside of having to go places.
Brady, have you ever forgotten your shoes going to work?
No, you wouldn't. You don't have my system, which is pick them up and put them on in the car.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to change your system.
I mean, when I worked at the old station,
I forgot pants.
Yeah, I put my shirts on in the car.
I put the pants on.
Countless amount of times I'd just be topless at work.
You did.
Sure, you can forget. I've left a house in just underwear and forgotten. Like, holy cow, because I'm like, you get ahead of yourself, like put the underpants on. I went to go work out. I had my compression shorts on, and those are tight. I'm walking out. I'm like, all right, got that T-shirt. Good. We're good. We're good. And I leave, and I don't have pants
on
layer. I'm like, I'm ready, because the compression shorts are how it feels anyway. So I didn't put any shorts on over those.
You're like a man in yoga pants.
Yeah.
Yoga shorts.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you turn around or did you just go ahead
I went back
and work out?
I put some pants on. No, I can't do that. Got to put some pants on, cover up.
And with the silicone, you really got to put that top.
With the massive nut sack flopping around.
If I remember correctly, there was a time there, I think, when Agassi was big that you could just wear those.
You can. Well, you can do it now.
He was known to he had the denim tennis shorts that Nike came out with, with the
acid washed ones, right?
The tight skivvies underneath.
Yeah. Sure.
But you can wear.
There was a time period, though, where you would just wear those.
Just the tights. And I could never, ever be so presumptuous to assume people want to know what my corona looks like in my yoga pants. Man in yoga pants needs a little cover up over the top of that, but I don't have it. I've got two right shoes on. It's fine. And no one would notice. Had I not pointed it out, you guys wouldn't
have. Do you have any meetings or anything today?
You know what? Let me look.
That'd be awesome. Like, see if they notice. Well, put your feet up on the table.
Yeah. All right, everybody, listen up. Is that man wearing two different, not only two different shoes, two right shoes? How come? What's he doing?
Why is he walking in circles?
No, I don't have any meetings.
Oh, damn. That would have been fun. Screw with somebody.
I might call for a few, though.
Yeah.
I need to talk to everybody and say,
important meeting.
Important meeting about this, this, and that. So, yeah, that's how it all starts off, which is hilarious. And then it's because my puppy, Jack Ham, has started to move shoes. He's not chewing them, but he picks them up. And if you leave your shoes on the ground, you'll be like, there's only one here.
He locates
them. He'll put them somewhere else. And he doesn't hide them. He just moves them. So, like, I'm looking. I'm like, oh, there's my shoes. Because I picked one up this morning. I'm like, what's this doing over here? And put it back and then got, you know, the cat all settled in. And then
it's a prankster.
He's kind of a prankster. And, oh, yesterday was great. Sitting in the living room watching the baseball game. And I look over and he's just staring at me. And he's in the thing. He's just looking at me like, what's up, man? On the end of the couch. And I'm like, hey, didn't I let you out a second ago? Aren't you outside? I go over and the door's open. And I'm like, Put him back outside, close the door, go back in, and I look over, and there he is again at the stair, just looking at me. And I'm like, is he opening the door?
Onto the handle.
Little son of a bitch can open doors now. And he's not being a braggart about it. He's not getting super excited. He just opens it and stares at me like one of those British kids from those alien movies. Just got those bright blue eyes just looking at you like, I can do it now.
I know I'm not supposed to be in here. But
there is no outside or inside. He doesn't look ashamed.
He doesn't?
No. He looks like, try again. You'd be to lock that door. And I don't even hear it. Like, you'd hear clunk, clunk or some thumping. Uh-uh. He's just getting to the handle and going, if you move this down, you get in. And there's Jack Ham, tall enough to grab that handle and stand there and look at me. And it's creepy because your brain doesn't go, he's opening the door. You're like, am I not shutting that? Did it twice. Well, nothing you can do. I am also super fascinated now. On our vacation, I didn't pay attention to much of anything. But now that I'm back, paying attention to County Assessor Paul Peterson's Marshallese Baby Project is the coolest thing I've ever seen. First off, how many pregnant people are there in the Marshall Islands? I assume the Marshall Islands has like 100 people. And by the way, home of Holmberg Links Golf Course, Marshall Islands. Got a golf course called the Holmberg Links. But
on the reg, we've got 40.
He's got 40 pregnant women at any given time in the Marshall Islands. That not only 40, but 40 that are willing to give up their baby or not so much. As we're finding out that maybe he was just making them give it up. And then the one lady sat and told the other people, when it's 18, I get it back, right? Like, she was just taking the money, taking it back, and like, these people would raise the babies here in Mesa in some Latter-day Saints weirdness. And they'd be like, sure. And then, but the lady sat next to the parents and like, when a baby turns 18, I get the baby back, right? And they're like, what are you talking about? And nobody had any clue that this dude was somehow forcing pregnant women to give up their kids for adoption, which I don't even know how that works.
And again, like you said, the other side of it is, would you like to be in the U.S. or if you're
right.
And you bring your kid over here, we'll...
Cost of a baby, we'll pay for the birth, we'll pay for some stuff here for a little
family,
while.
Got a family ready to take the kid. And I thought, immediately I thought, oh, is this to fulfill the troops and the LDS thing, to increase population there? Because he's following up on his dad's.
Wait a minute.
Dad doing it too?
This is a real thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was last week.
How did
week?
I miss this story?
Because we were all off on vacation last week. He's baby trading over in Mesa, and he's a Maricopa County assessor. We voted for him, or Mesa did.
He's not impregnating anyone. He's just
that's what I'm waiting for.
Couples would pay $40,000.
Yeah.
$10,000 of that would go to the...
So he's selling babies on the black market, basically.
He built his own black market. He built his own system. And he went to the Marshall Islands for his mission for the church, got tight with the Marshallese people, and would go back periodically.
I'm going to help you out.
And he would find pregnant ladies, and he got a whole slew of them. I don't know how this happens. I don't know how. You charge me today with the task of finding 40 pregnant women that are willing to adopt. In a city of 5 million, I'd come up with maybe two. Maybe. That's pushing it. And I don't know how you get 40. And then talk them into this whole travel program.
And yeah, you think of the plan. We're going to get them educated and go back. And
I don't know how it works.
Got a new. Yeah, it's interesting.
First off, I'd start off in Guadalupe because, let's face it, that's a fertile ground for baby making. They have a lot of kids, a lot of babies running around. And then I'd go down to South Phoenix. There's another spot. But if I could get to 40 and then keep that the circulation of 30 or 40 women at any given time. He's got 30 adoptions pending when they caught him. So he's got 30 pregnant ladies.
And the reason he got in trouble is because he was using the I don't know what, not access or whatever the medical.
Yeah, he's using
they're billing him.
Yeah, he's got the healthcare system. He's got, but the whole process, you got to be honest, the whole process is outstanding. And if he's pulling 10 grand a pregnant lady for himself.
Well, it's
that's
interesting
amazing.
Because you hear of couples that try to adopt in
right.
the States that are looking and said it's really tough to
right.
do it sometimes. And then they find out ways, oh,
right.
for 40K,
this guy will do it.
Or I go over to this country.
But when you're up, how baby fevered are you? I don't understand baby fever. I don't have it. I never have. I've had the opposite of it, in fact, my entire life. How baby fevered are you as a decent human being when the adoption agencies that are all reputable say, I've got nothing. And then Maricopa County Assessor Paul Peterson says, I can get you a baby. Anybody who says, I can get you a baby, I'm automatically like, I'm not that hungry for one. I think I'll wait. This is a woman who has got to have a child right now. 40 grand and going through a side door tells me they knew. Like, there's not a person in there who's looking at this going, this is it's a legitimate operation. I mean, he just runs Marshallese babies back and forth like crazy because why? No questions asked. They're just baby starved.
Well, talk about the neighborhood and the, you know, on the religious side, that one of the things is.
Oh, the Mormon
is,
trust.
Yeah, more you want a big family and maybe.
Yeah, but
you
she's
know,
sterile.
She's like, I'm done, or not that, or she's had a couple of kids and I don't want to go through that process. Let's just stop.
That's just a bad Mormon brand.
Yeah.
It's a bad Mormon.
Have this guy and every religious person behind him.
Yeah, hiding behind religion on this is like what Father Dale used to do over there.
My grandmother was a whore or whatever you want to talk about. she sold my mom, but F this guy rotten.
Yeah, I know. It's
for
terrible,
everything
isn't?
That he said.
Can
up.
You even imagine? And you live over in Mesa. You live in the neck of this mess.
Oh, my God.
That you're probably running into him.
Every time I see a van full of them, I wonder when you see the one that doesn't have blonde hair, what happened there?
Why is this little Nepalese boy here? Isn't it kind of on the parents, too, though?
Yes.
Like, they can say F this Paul Peterson dude, and I agree. But a side door adoption, there's almost inevitably something that you should be.
In the name of religion. Which
right.
is the whole.
Oh, that's the. Then it goes back to that whole that documentary about.
If, in fact, that's what it was.
Well, it was.
Seems like
they keep bringing up Latter-day Saints, this and that. But that documentary where those people had their
and
kid
Utah
disappear.
And another state.
Yeah, had that kid disappear a couple times, and that guy's giving handjobs to his dad.
Yeah.
And they're just unaware because the church said everything was supposed to be okay. That's kind of how this feels. But dude is crooked as a sideways stick, and man, it's just flat bananas that people are like, oh my God, I can't believe I got duped by this. I can. Common sense tells you you're going to get duped by a guy who says, I can get you a baby. Brady jokes about it all the time. I'll get you a baby by 2 o'clock. You're not really going to do it. And if you do, you deserve everything that happens afterwards. If you go to a dude who's, what do you do for a living? I'm the Maricopa County Assessor, also baby trader. In some sort of legitimate deal? Yeah, it's in Marshall Islands. Not doing that.
That's not a short trip either.
No, Marshall Islands are forever. Pacific Islands are far away. And isn't that where we used to test like nukes and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's a loony story. But the dude is just, and they're like, the truth will come out later. I'm like, I don't understand what. Yeah, if you've got a baby fever that heavy, you're better off just stealing one than having someone else say, well, I can get you one. You're going to get into a trap here. And Mormons, knock it off.
Well, reading the story, I think this guy got elected to do this. He was an adoption lawyer.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was an adoption lawyer before he became assessor.
Yeah, worked with child
so
services.
He used this to have access to everybody's tax records and everything else and knew everything about everybody.
Oh,
actually, he might be a hero from, I'm looking up,
what?
Marshall Islands are apparently disappearing.
Yeah, they're definitely
they
they're
need
bubbling.
Help.
They're
bubbling
sinking
under.
Into the ocean.
They're bubbling right? under.
When we
and
hear
that'll
that
happen.
Explicit trial, then, no. then I'll believe.
The Marshall Islands were like an inch and a half above sea level years ago. It's a matter of time before they bubbled under.
But that's because, like you said, we blew everything up on there.
And, yeah, and we took some topography down. We flattened them a little bit. So, yes, the Marshall Islands. But it's a ways off. You don't have to start giving up your unborn baby yet. If you're not moving. And also, here's another thing. This is what people never do when they get pregnant. Think of the future. If you live on a sinking island, being pregnant is probably the last thing you should be.
Why add more weight?
Yeah, exactly. Why add more people? Well, you know, we're not going to have an island, but I'm not moving.
Future's grim, but
I'm going to start a family here.
$10,000?
Yeah. $10,000, you get to move to Mesa for a little while, and then people will raise your baby for you.
Yeah, I guess anything to get out of the Marshall Islands.
Right. It is a sideways disaster, and they keep saying Paul Peterson's the bad guy, and he is. But so are the dummies who say, all right, whatever, just go get me a baby. That's creepier than what he's doing, because he's just fulfilling the need for the creeps that are turning a blind eye to the idea of just stealing babies from people. The but one story where the lady sat in their house and said, okay, and she's sobbing, saying, I don't know if I want to do this. And the parents were like, we just weren't sure why she was so emotional. And then she said she wanted the baby back when it became a teenager, and that was part of the deal. And they had a translator there, and he was not real sure why she was so upset either. At that point, shut it down.
Yeah.
If the mom of the child is sitting there crying, saying, I don't really want to do this, take a step back, baby fever. I always worry about women with baby fever. They are a red flag walking, and you can see them. All you have to do, this is a great test for someone you're dating. If it's a new person you're dating, and some stranger has a baby in a restaurant, and your date can't stay at the seat without going over and touching that baby, you got big trouble. She'll steal from a Nepalese.
And you don't want to have kids. So you got, yeah.
Mormon.
Well, here's my tainted view on it from my background.
Yeah.
The religion gets into it, and I don't think it's all baby fever. I think it's the religious people getting in there going, well, come on, you live on the Marshall Islands.
Yeah.
Look what we can do for you in Mason, in Utah.
Yeah, but I'm
we
talking about the people here.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Some of these people, it's not about baby fever. It's about getting them out of the Marshall Islands. Yes.
But Toledo, you got to look back on the thing and thank your grandmother, because you wouldn't be here right now. If grandmother didn't do what it would be here.
Not, he'd be somewhere
not
else.
Situation.
Maybe
you're
not.
In a pretty man. Good.
Maybe, Brady. I don't know why it's so negative. He could have been in a better situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that but too. You're in a pretty good situation right now.
Sure, but that doesn't...
Brady's looking at the positive.
Yeah, Brady's trying to tell you that your grandma being a whore.
It was a weird path, but look how you ended up.
Your grandma's Dicks for Dollars program led you here.
Yeah.
Whereas if your grandma's Dicks for Dollars program led you to be, I don't know, Michael Jordan's brother.
And I guess in 10-18 years we'll be able to look
the
back
different
at
paths.
Paul Peterson or whatever his name is. His plan too, and say the same thing. But look at you now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're better
F
off.
You and F you rotten.
Your old home is underwater. Well, we'd have figured that out. I don't think we're going to stay until it's neck high.
It's kind of a cool name, though, a baby broker.
A baby broker is great. Well, that's what
that on his business cards.
That's the appealing part of the headline. Baby broker found in Mason. I'm like, click.
Yeah.
He scored millions in fees.
You're right, and it wasn't sponsored content.
No, exactly. That's the fun thing. I like what you said, though, about the Mormon kids when you're walking around in Mesa. Because growing up there, the Mormons were everywhere.
Yep.
And I always used to always go over. Like, you go to your friends, my buddy Jensen's house, and we'd hang out. They always have a last name for a first name. That's what Mormons always do. So Jensen's there, and this is my brother and my sister and my brother and my brother and my sister and my brother. Who's the Tibetan guy?
Yeah.
My other brother. I'm like, why do you have that one?
These
you have
giant
like 13.
9-passenger Freightliner panel vans that pull up to Alex's when he was in Little League.
Yeah.
And they'd all pour out of it. And you're like, wait a minute.
There's a Filipino boy at Jensen's house, a Tibetan, which I'll never forget because it's the first Sherpa I've ever met, but he wasn't really a Sherpa.
Tongan.
Yeah, the Tongans are big. They go and get them and then put them at BYU. I think that's
where
part
the
of
emission
a, that's a football program.
Bases are set up.
It's amazing. So it's a great story. But again, I got to blame everybody. The second you're in a baby trade, you should kind of know that. There's usually an office and a sit down and, you know, not the guy going, I'll go to Marshall. I'll be back in a couple weeks with your baby.
And I think that's what they're scrambling for.
A check.
They're looking at the paperwork on the contract because all those stores, you're like,
the contract's
John, you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, then what do you do? You know, like, it's been going on for how long? So this family has had this kid and raised it to 12 years old or 16, and now, sorry, we're taking the kid away.
Yep.
I think that would be worse.
Gets repoed.
Well, he's been doing it for 10 years, so I guess it wouldn't
10
be over
years.
10.
9 or 10 years old. Yep. Got to give her back. Sorry. You were in the baby trade.
No, and to where?
You're
you
as
go
guilty.
Back to the islands?
To me? You're as guilty as the person who put it together because you let it go blinders and thought and put yourself and patted yourself on the back with this. I'm doing such a great service for these poor Marshallese people because I'm amazing and they're not. And I saved their baby. Meanwhile, the mom was on your couch a few years ago crying her eyes out saying, I don't want to do this. But you said, no,
that were the case.
It's a better place. Mm-hmm. You're in a crap hole. It's judgmental and awful and miserable. I get that you can get fooled by it, but come on. You're in the baby trade. You went through all the other adoption agencies first? Because they did.
No.
Some did.
Some did.
But then, sure, and then the word got out. You got a baby broker.
That's what I'm saying.
You
can get it in 2 weeks. Utah, yeah. And that guy, then once the word was out in Utah, he flooded everything down here.
It's weird. It's a great story. A friend of mine in Chicago texted me, and he goes, Paul Peterson's a baby broker. And I was like, oh, my God, because my old boss's name is Paul Peterson. I wasn't paying attention to the news. And I'm like, he's done what now? And there would have been three ways from Sunday kind of connection from the guy who texted me to the real to my Paul Peterson. And I'm like, well, it's not surprising. He was a little bit off. And in my mind, I made Paul Peterson a baby broker immediately. And then I saw the picture. I'm like, that's not Paul Peterson that I know. It's a different one. But anyway, yeah, baby brokers. And if you're starved for a baby and you meet a guy like Brady who's a nice dude who says, I work with the church. We get babies out of Marshall. The university in West? No, down there in the islands. And I got 30 on tap. I can put you on the list, and we'll be in there, and you'll get your baby. I know it's a pain in the ass to go through adoption agencies. That's how I do it. Wouldn't your first question be like, how come the adoption agencies don't do this? Mm-hmm. Oh, they don't have the connections I have with pregnant ladies of the Marshall Islands.
I guess the babies are the toughest, obviously, because
not in this
there's
case.
So many foster kids
Yeah, you'd
out
think
there
you could grab one.
And, you know, that need homes, but there's, you know.
They don't want those
many,
old ones, Brady.
Yeah, once they get to a certain age.
They're not as cute.
I know.
Yep.
The foster kids suffer from what I call the Leave It to Beaver syndrome.
Yep.
After 6 years old, Beaver wasn't cute anymore. Nobody wants a Beaver in their house, so they canceled
the
show.
That's the other thing about it. Sunshine Acres is a mile and a half from our house. It's loaded with kids.
Yeah. But they're up and mobile and all headed towards trucks. We all know that. You want a fresh one. It's like buying a pit bull. A 4-year-old pit bull that has been chained up, you're like, man, you know what? He's adorable, and I hope it's the right home for him, but my home isn't because I don't know what he's been through, and I can't risk it. I've got other dogs and whatever. I want a puppy that I want to make sure that I can kind of mold myself, and that's a tough thing. And sometimes you can get an older dog, which I love doing, get an older dog and make sure it's okay. But there's certain ones that have, you know, sketchy backgrounds and all that. So mom was a drug addict in the street. You don't, I'm going to skip that.
That's why they go out of the country.
Yeah, that's why
couples
you leave.
Go.
And you grab a baby. It hasn't been tainted yet.
It's an honest look at it, to be honest. Yeah, I mean,
it's a fact.
It is. I mean, you don't know the background.
Don't know the background, and it's running around in there, and I'm like, what's the mom like? I don't know. She's a crack whore or something. I'm like, oh. What else you got? It's like a car lot. This one's a little dinged up.
You look at that. There's little Johnny out in the playground. He's like beating the crap out
Hail
of the other
damage.
Kids.
And everybody who's rolling their eyes at me. And saying, oh, that's bad. Remember Wednesday's Child on Channel 12? And you'd look at the ugly ones and go, he's got no chance.
No shot.
It's a sad story.
It's a sad fact. Yeah.
And the pit bulls get a bad rap.
Bad rap.
But you don't know what the hell.
But it is they're very strong. I'm a pit bull advocate. But if I see a 4-year-old pit bull who's been chained to a fence and you don't know his history, you don't know what's going on, and you want to help him, but you're like, does he have triggers or anything like that? I don't know. We can train him up. I've got little dogs.
You need to know the bat.
Somebody's
you need
got
to
kids.
Have experience
yeah.
with that.
And like, I don't
breed.
Want
I have
him.
A 3-year-old. I
yeah.
Will they get along?
You know what? I'm going to risk that. It's not the best. Now, if I was a single dude sitting there living alone, I'm like, I'll take this on in a heartbeat. And if he attacks me, he attacks me. But I'm going to make sure that this dog's going to be all right. I'm not doing that and putting my house in peril. With something I'm just not sure of.
Right.
Same with an adopted kid. You get up around 8 years old, you're out. And that's a late age to me.
I did
Jimmy's 17.
Tick.
Yeah, you had your dog. You took out of Guadalupe.
He was really young and
too strong
for Ronnie.
They're too damn strong for some people. And they're not being mean. They're being strong. And the people who don't understand that react poorly. And the next thing you know, you got a bite on your hands.
John, maybe I've seen too many movies or Keith Morrison specials, but is it possible that they're all Paul Peterson's babies?
See, that's what I'm waiting for, that he was seeding a
how
few
many
reasons.
Of them?
Because how do you keep 30 Marshall Island people pregnant in a sinking island no one wants to be in with no money? You got 30 people
You know,
pregnant.
I think about when I was growing up, my parents, they would stay with us for 3 months.
Your parents did?
No, 3 pregnant teens.
Oh. Maybe they
lived
with
our
oh,
house.
Brady.
What do you think about
you never
that?
Brought this one
this
up.
This is new.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's not new.
In a row
yeah,
or at the same
no,
time?
Not in a row.
Oh, okay.
You know, like the one. I
you
told
have
the story
told me about
the one.
One
that went, was the. She came over. She was pregnant already about 3 months.
She was
not really
mess.
Showing it.
Yeah.
She went to my high school. They put her in the school immediately, and she got a boyfriend within a week and told him he was the father of the baby. And they were English, and so his parents didn't. believe my mom when she says, no, we are fostering
right.
Deanna, and she's already pregnant. No, Peter is the father.
They wanted him to be
They're
going to
get married.
What's wrong with them?
So she had to take Deanna over to the family one more time. Listen, this is how it is. Now, Deanna, you
this chick had to be hot as sin. She got hosed within a week of being there.
Yeah.
Man, why did your mom want to be in all this drama?
Your mom was
insane. She into the drama?
The Catholic guilt.
You might have been family. In a baby trade. You have three pregnant broads hanging around.
I mean, it just seems like...
I was six when the first one came over.
All those exchange students and pregnant women.
Yeah.
And, God.
What did your mom do? You never asked her, I'm sure, because you don't have any inquisitive nature towards your parents. But what did your mom do to harbor such guilt her entire adult
life? Man.
To feel like this has to happen in order to fix it. There's something.
I get helping
probably
one
just a
person.
Factor that's similar. It's like you don't say no.
There's
hey, do you have room? Well, I guess we have room.
But to help many
that's
people.
That's guilt, too. That's because you're like, well, I did blow that donkey once.
Yeah, maybe
something,
there is.
Something happened.
Something happened when Bunny was young.
She's got guilt, and she's trying to fix it.
What are the skeletons?
Yeah, there's a skeleton. Because otherwise, Eric's right. Why invite all this drama into your house just so you have good favor towards God? That's an awful lot of pain in the ass. And your dad, who's a decent man, is like, it was awful. Your sister hated it.
I mean, I was a kid, so it was easy.
Yeah, you didn't know any
different.
There's
the house, there's your bedroom.
You just trusted your parents weren't putting murderers in the house, but they were.
Peter Norwich in my class.
You're lucky you didn't get
diddled. Potentially could have been my brother-in-law.
Right, yeah, well, not really.
Not really, but step-brother, I guess.
Right, because that crackhead Prego that was running around your place, knocked up by an Englishman within 6 days. Well, hello, my name is Peter. How are you?
My name's Deanna, and I don't have no baby inside me yet, that's for sure.
Well, let's remedy that, Deanna. I'll insert slot A and slot B.
That baby would have been playing a lot of foosball.
I give you life, and you are my betrothed. Yeah, it's tough. It's something I would never want to be part of, but yeah. So if you're in the midst of an adoption, we had a lady here at the station who went through an adoption, and it was a year-long process where she traveled back and forth to an adoption foster home in Russia.
Yep.
And you're like, wow, this is what a process. She goes, it's a huge process. It's an unbelievable process. And the people in Mesa weren't really traveling.
And
they
not
had,
cheap.
They had babies showing up. Moms and babies
well,
just knocking on their
with
door.
With the internet nowadays, you just get pictures.
It's the Postmates of babies.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean,
you
the pictures are
visit.
So good. I mean, they got three cameras on the new iPhone.
That 4K is unbelievable.
Well, you know, I have a friend that adopted a kid in Africa, and when she went over there the first time, they had to go over there multiple times.
Right.
And to get approval, you know, you got to pay for the license and all that. So they go over there the first time. Here's the baby that you're going to be bringing home. And the babies are just laid out on the ground.
Yeah, pick them up, take one home.
You can't take right now. You got to stay here for 3 weeks before the approval.
How do you choose?
A lot of times
you don't get. Are you inspecting them?
In this particular case,
that's what it is. It's
let's see.
This particular case, it's going to sound racist, but they all look alike. And I'm talking about babies, not Africans. Well, there's an argument for
no, they don't all look alike, John.
Babies all look alike. It's a pick 'em. It's a pick and grab. In Africa?
This one has a horrible rash. You're
right. Yeah. Rashes are, they cure. You know, you have one that's deformed. You put that off to the side anyway. All healthy babies look exactly the same. They all look like, as Dana Carvey used to say, tiny little old men dipped in 40 weight oil.
Those are in the clearance rack.
Yeah.
The ones
they just, in Africa? Glug, glug. Those aren't going on the line.
But they're sizes. I mean, you know, you get
the
fat babies.
Yeah.
You get the
deep
skinny baby. I know in Africa you're bringing
this,
me fat.
If you get a fat baby, he's eating all the other babies. There's only one left.
He's a little cannibal.
I also love when well-off white people go take a black kid, too. Because to me, that isn't about saving a black kid. That's about showing their friends how diverse they are.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
It's pathetic. Anyway.
You feel good about it.
I just know my buddy David was in the Marshall Islands, and he'd send me pictures of the Holmberg Links golf course all the time. And I thought, man, I bet you everybody gets pregnant on that. And little did I know. Correct.
A lot of night putting.
How many people live in the Marshall Islands? Like 150? They're all mermaids now. I don't get it. 30 at a time he had trolling. So it's a matter of time before this Peterson DNA starts slipping into some of these Marshall ladies. because he's flying back there, knocking a couple of the fertile ones up, coming back. All right, whew, sweat on his brow. I got a couple more. I'm almost sure those were the 2-meter fire shots. There's the Holmberg's Fairways Golf Club in Marshall Islands. Looks lovely when it's not being.
I assume it's more of a links course.
Yeah, because you're battling the wind.
And the ocean, which is perilously
right there.
Close. It's 6:15. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? And good luck with your adoption today. But if you're having trouble, Brady can get your baby by 2 o'clock through his church group. All you guys have to do is ignore the tears of the mother that doesn't want to part with the child. That's it. Yeah. Big deal, right? You'll never see her again. We'll make sure of it. Give us that wake-up song, 585-9800, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KP. Wake up!
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!